Hey, AfterBuzzers and Loyals. Oh my gosh, what a season finale. We still have so many questions we want answered, so we need to get a hashtag Renew Royals Season 5 going. We cannot wait to break it down, and there's a royal baby on the way. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Fern. Last time!
It better not be the last time. I know. Season 5.
There has to be a season 5 or else I will not be well. I will not be well. But hey guys, welcome back to another amazing after show that we love to talk about the royals.
Yes, love
I am joined by my lovely co-host, Fern
Hi,
Rone.
Hi, Fern Rone here. Happy to be here, but a little distressed.
Yes.
I'm a little...
We're a little overwhelmed.
Yes.
We're a little, like, freaked out. Hey guys, Allie Nasta here. And we're here to break down this season finale for you. And I have got to say, in our overall thoughts of this, I was texting Fern, and I was watching a little bit before her, and I was towards the end of the episode, but I didn't know how long I had left. So I'm sitting there, and I'm texting Fern, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, and then I legitimately turned to, what? No. I'm so annoyed. This can't be how it ends. I'm so sad. What's going on? Fern.
Same exact feeling. I was a little behind because I was watching the Lifetime movie, of course. And then as I'm watching this, I'm like, okay, so first they tease us with a dream, which I never really appreciate. And then they build up all of this tension, like even the music and the everything, all of this tension for nothing. It's so unsatisfying for the viewer. When it doesn't pay off, like everything down to like getting rid of Robert's security, it was all for naught. It was all for nothing. The Jasper's father with the gun, all for nothing.
Right.
All of that tension, for nothing. It was so unsatisfying.
So it was very much this buildup that we were all waiting for, and it just was like crickets, yeah. You know, where you're like, wait a second, what's going to go on here? Yeah. So let's really break it down for the viewers, because I know a lot of people are like, whoa, how are you guys even going to tackle this one? Because we've all been waiting for this coup, you know, this entire stage thing where we've got the entire family on the same page that has never happened in royal history on this show,
right.
And then we have Robert alone on an island by himself.
Right. They've even got Willow on board.
Right.
Finally. She's even said, I will, during my vows, I'll do it.
She'll do it. And so let's kind of talk about Willow for a second. So they're all staging this, and they're all wondering, can we trust Willow? Mm-hmm. And I'm even thinking, like, I don't know if I trust her.
Right.
And I don't know what her motives are or her motivation or any of this. And then we see her talk to Robert, and she seems like he's kind of wheeling her back in, and he admits to reading the same letter from Len.
Yes. He admits to reading the same letter and the blackout. Like, those are major things, and
right.
She starts to have doubts. If they didn't have that private conversation, I mean, like, this particular conversation where we see it's just her, it's just him, she's really wondering, you know, like, how could you do this? How could
right.
you keep this secret from me? I would be like, maybe she's not on their side because we don't know. But seeing that this was a real conversation between them, and the wheels were really spinning,
right.
She's like, I don't know about this. And he's like, you kind of need to let me know if we're going through with it because it's in 24 hours. That happened between them. So she had to be, it seemed genuine. Like, she was really wondering. They weren't acting that out.
Right. But my whole question about it is, so she goes and she asks him. He tells her the truth. And I did like how she played him. And he was like, how do you know that? And she was like, so you did do it.
Right. Yes.
And I loved that
yes,
moment because it was very smart on her part. But my whole question is, if you're going to hear Len specifically tell you that those words came from her mouth or her written letter, and Robert says that, how do you trust this man? How do you go through with wedding? Is it because you're fearful that your life could be turned upside down and you're not ready for that to happen?
Right.
But then in that time that she's mulling all this over, she goes directly to the other parts of the royal family and tells them she's going to give him up. So what is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is her motive?
Wait, so you were wondering if she's still going to go through with it?
No, I'm sorry if I made that confusing. I'm confused because she goes to Robert, gets all the answers that she wants to know, and you think she's going to almost be fine with it, but then she's not fine with it. And then she goes to the other parts of the royal family and she goes, I'm not fine with this. I'm taking this down. Let's go forward with the plan.
Yeah, I didn't think she was fine with it. Like, when she talked to Robert and he kind of grabbed her arm a little, which I was like, if he crosses the line,
right?
Like, I will go nuts. But I thought that, like, he hadn't I felt like he hadn't convinced her. Like, he right. said, I love you. And, you know, I felt like she wasn't convinced.
And then
I felt like she was like,
okay,
like, I got my answers to those two questions. He caused the blackout. He stole Len's words. He's not a good guy.
And he still wants the power to himself.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my God. Everything he was saying was so, like, so tyrannical. Like, right? there should only be one voice and people are stupid. They shouldn't have a voice.
Right. Yeah. Which was also just, it's alarming. And
yes.
It just goes to show that this whole episode was really focused on showing how many struggles Robbie's had in his inner mind and as a child, and how he's grown up having these real resentments towards his father.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously he has these resentments because of that one thing that his father, Simon, said to him when they were playing chess.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically said, you're not ready, you're not good enough to be king, in right. a way.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost as if this whole entire episode was to show us that whatever plan he's been, you know, strumming along this entire season has been to really show his father, to prove him, you know what, I'm better than anybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to figure out any which way to make this all happen.
Yeah. And the irony is he's proving his father right. The right. father was like, he was saying you would be a bad king because you have no self-control, basically, because you're, he said something about hubris. I never know how to pronounce that word, but H-U-B-R-I-S. Yeah. That's his problem, and he's proving him right.
Totally proving him right. And the whole episode, it was just like kind of, it was just creepy. You know, I'm it getting goosebumps so right creepy. Now. So creepy.
That's so funny you said that, because I don't know any, like, I listen to, like, oldies on my, like, run in the morning, but my husband recognized the music. He's like, why do they keep playing that song? And then he, whatever, Shazammed it, and it was Creep. That's so funny that you said creepy, because the song was Creep by Radiohead, and the words were like, I don't belong here.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Which, I do love that song, because the way that they had that, the instrumental version of that was beautiful.
Yeah, I didn't recognize the song. I probably wouldn't recognize it if it was played normally, but
yeah.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked the way they were playing it. It was beautiful. Yeah.
Well, and that it all ties in so well. And that's kind of where our concerns lie, is because we're really amped up right now, because we're seeing, okay, at this point in time, I'm convinced that Robert is the evil one behind this, and everything we've thought is true.
Right. I always am trying to be like, because there are these Robert fans who think he's been so wrong. So I'm like, maybe, okay, like, let me try to see things from their right. point of view. I don't know, I'm a Libra, the scales, right? So I'm like, all right, maybe we're wrong. But then if you interfere with Jasminor, forget it.
Yeah.
You're dead to me.
Which also, like, the fact that that was kind of brushed under the rug, because Len basically, in a way, approaches him about the situation, but he didn't explain himself. That was such a BS of an answer.
Yes, he gives such a non-answer. It was about, like, you're good at trusting people's, you have good instincts about people. All right, so her instincts are like, you're a bad guy. Right. She's right.
So where did you find my letter, and how come it never made it to Jasper?
Yes.
So, yeah, which was really, I thought he was going to know right off the bat, which I do think the story, I think that that was one of the key factors, which is why he decided to go to Willow, because that was a really stupid choice on Len's part.
Maybe stupid. Like, shut up.
Yeah, stupid's not the right word to say it, but it was just not a smart move in terms of, you know, this whole coup. Anything could break the camel's back in an instant with this man.
Yes.
And so the fact that she basically gives him a reason to find out that Willow basically told, because
yes,
right, because there's no other reason why this letter from Christmas months ago would be brought up today.
Exactly. He's not an idiot. He's a lot of right. things, but he's very smart, and it doesn't take a genius to put together that, oh, these two have spoken because she's bringing up the Christmas letter.
Wait a second. I think that was...
And then he's like, they're all conspiring.
So this is the thing. That was his little what is it when you, like, give, like, a hint?
Jab.
Yeah, his little hint. He wanted to see what Willow... I think he repeated this to Willow, right?
Mm.
And maybe he kind of knew it would eventually get back to Len.
Oh, that was his test?
And maybe it was a test in a way in order for him to kind of figure out if he could get any clue pointing back towards that letter, he would know that maybe Willow isn't just talking
These
to Robbie.
These two have spoken, yeah.
But I don't know. That might be going a little deep.
But he definitely figured it out at that moment. Yeah,
I think so too. And I think that it was really, really, you know, vicious when Len said, Robbie, I hope you get everything you deserve.
That was amazing.
That was so good. I'm like, yeah, you tell him, Len. You tell him.
And then I'm like, all right, so how did people who support Robbie, do they feel like maybe he just thought that Jasper just wasn't good enough, that he came from, you know, he had a horrible father. Maybe he's like not such a good guy. Maybe he was protecting her. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. All right.
Well, and that's the thing is that we have so many questions still because even though we get all these, you know, lead ups, it's all leading up to this main moment, which is the wedding. And I still have so many questions because then that led us to Willow and Robbie talking right before the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the moment where we all are wondering, what did Robbie say to Willow?
He either threatened her, I know something about your family, I know something about you, and I know what you're going to do, so if you expose me, I'll expose you. Or he said, like, convinced her that he's really in love with her and that he's a changed person and that he had, like, a vision from his father and he's changed and she fell for it. I don't know, but she looked really scared before she said her vow, before she said I do.
She thought about it a lot.
Yeah, she looked terrified, and then she was so happy after she said it. So it could be either.
Right, and he gulped a lot. I know, I'm like looking at like the like brow lines, like it's one going up over the other, or like is there a gulp that's happening? I'm looking into all these small things because it's true. We all are wondering, you know, what was that conversation that was had behind closed doors that convinced her to say, I do. But then that also takes me back to the coup and everybody. Mm-hmm. Was she lying?
Right, when she walked in and said, I can't marry your son.
Yeah, was that staged? Was that to get all of them on the same page?
Right, I don't know. It seemed, the only reason I think it was genuine is because the conversation between the two of them in private, between Willow and Robbie, seemed like it was real. It wasn't like staged for someone to overhear. It could be, who knows, in this show. But so that's why I think it was genuine, but who knows? Maybe she's like, his answer was good enough and these people are crazy and they're doing the wrong thing for the country. Or maybe he said, like, you care so much about this country. If they do this, it'll be bad.
So this also leads me to another point that I want to bring up. And I want to give a shout out to one of my best friends, Taylor, Taylor Dillard, who we were chatting about the show before I came into the studio. And she said she read an article where people are saying, because we were introduced to Willow's mom this episode. Yes. And obviously Willow's mom knows who Helena's mother, the Duchy, killed in order for Helena to become queen. So, very interesting fact that she shared with me from one of the articles she read was that people are thinking that Willow has actually staged herself in this position to take down the royal family.
I put that on my 10 reasons. I did like 10 reasons why this has to be renewed. Because that's a, yes, her mother all of a sudden comes along and happens to know about Domino.
Exactly.
This whole time. So she must have put her daughter in there to infiltrate the family and bring it down. Which would be a very nice wrap up.
Definitely. And if you think about it, you think about how she was introduced to Liam. It's because she was trying to flirt with Liam. She was trying to get on the in. And then when she wasn't exactly on the in, she started the social media hashtag, which she knew would start a bunch of ruckus and then it would be pointed to her. And so she slithered her way in. But it's crazy because this, when I heard this, I was like, but at the same time, I don't think Willow's that.
I know. She just comes off so genuine and sweet. But who knows? But it kind of makes sense because she was only interested in Liam. There was like that cute friend Charlie. She was like not into him. She was only into one of the brothers.
Right.
And then when it couldn't be Liam, it was Robert.
Exactly. And not to mention, she was around when Liam had the possibility to be king. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget.
Yes.
And so, I mean, I mean, I'm not trying to denote any of the things that I've said previously in all of our recaps, because I have said that I think she just really loves Liam.
Yeah.
But I just, it's so hard.
It's so hard because I thought, like, she really loved Robert a couple of these episodes this season. They're all really good actors. They all convince me.
They convince me 100%. And I'm just so confused, because after hearing those theories, I'm like, now I don't even know what to think. Because I've been wondering, like, where does Willow's loyalty lie? I'm not really sure. And then hearing that theory in my head, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that could make so much sense for the tie-in as to why to bring her mother in today. Why would you meet the mother of the future Queen of England the day before, the day of the wedding?
Exactly. It's a little close. If this is true, I would love it, because I feel like these writers forget about storylines and, like, just leave us hanging, which I hate. But if they can, like, wrap this up to make it full circle from season one with the whole domino thing, it'd be awesome.
Oh, that would be so great. Something else that's so amazing and fun and helps you learn and grow in all areas of your life. It's the perfect podcast. It's Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. It's hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and so much more. Let our Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos. And guys, it's free. So just be sure to rate and comment and let Maria know that it was the Royal Ladies that brought you there. Again, that's Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Go check it out. It is phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
So good. But, you know, shifting gears a little, let's get into Liam and Catherine's story.
Yes. I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm assuming it's his baby, because the timing would – it seems like too much time has passed from last season when – Robbie had sex with her, and then he was like, you're a whore. That was like, seems like it was too long ago.
Right. It has to be Liam's. Because I just feel like, Or maybe it is Robbie's, and they know that would be the second king or something, or queen, or I don't know.
Right.
But I don't know. I think it is definitely Liam's.
Yeah.
But that was very interesting, because, you know, what we've heard multiple times is every time Liam brings up Catherine and getting her out safely, I'm going to get you somewhere safe. And then the one thing that happens is she doesn't end up safe. She's in a car. And are we supposed to think that this guy is supposed to help her?
Right. So that was Lucius from prior season.
Okay. That's what I thought. Yes. But I thought I was going crazy.
And he was the one who said, like, I'm the one who killed the king. And he was just doing it because he didn't want the monarchy to fall. And then he told Helena that he had Alistair Lacey killed. But then Lacey wasn't really killed. But so he somehow was resurrected. Which needs to be explained. Who's he working for? Where are they taking her? What happened to the car that Liam originally sent?
Right.
Too many questions for this to be the end of the show.
Right. And that was such an interesting point. It's because it was so little. All we got was the announcement of this baby. Mm-hmm. And then that she needed to get out safe. And then he was going to meet her.
Yeah.
And then that was it. And so what really freaking confuses me is that now we have so many open storylines.
Yes.
Because then we have people resurrected from the dead.
Right.
Not once, but twice.
Yes.
Because we have Violet.
Yes.
Which, no, go ahead.
She supposedly went missing. Her car was found, abandoned with blood. I'm assuming they checked that it was her blood. Too much blood for her to be alive. And so she was presumed dead. Well,
right.
Now she shows up at church in a fascinator.
Which also is weird, because obviously Cyrus has seen her around the palace before. And I think one time it was Helena, like, had hired someone.
Yeah.
And he thought he was, like, hallucinating or going crazy. But maybe she has been around.
Yeah.
But that is a little strange, because the fact that all these people are coming back and would be so present at a wedding.
Yes.
Goes to show that they're working with somebody.
Yes.
Whether it be Robert or Helena.
And she didn't look so happy to see him.
No. Yeah. She looked frightened.
Yeah.
So that brings me to the coup and Robert. So they're either, you know, Alistair and or Lucius and Violet are either working for Robert or they're working for Helena. And Helena has a secret plan, and she has everybody looped into her secret plan.
I think it could be Helena, because did you see her face, speaking of, like, analyzing their face, when she hugged Willow, she kind of looked off to the side, but it was, like, very very suspicious.
Yeah. It's like a signal. It's like a signal to somebody up there.
It was such a weird look when she hugged, Willow. Which, she hugged, like, Willow was like, I'm going to take him down during my vows. I can't marry your son. And Helena hugged her and had the weirdest look on her face.
I don't know.
So who knows what is she scheming?
I don't even know. And, I mean, let's take a second to talk about her dress because, oh my gosh, Willow's dress was phenomenal.
Oh, she looks so beautiful.
She was gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Absolutely
perfect.
Gorgeous.
Which was so fun to see the way that they put that together. And I actually watched the Royal Hangover and they talked about how that obviously is a real cathedral that they were able to go in. And Alexandra Park was talking about how beautiful it was in this cathedral
with the natural
light and the stained glass and everything. Which is insane to think that they, you know, really put that together.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
And kind of funny how like, Len is to be the designer when they have so many, they can get anybody.
Like, they really need Len to be like putting the flowers in.
Seriously, like she's a princess.
Right.
That's funny. Oh, wait, speaking of Len and Alexandra Park, it's her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, yes. Alexandra. We love you.
We love her so much. Yeah, happy birthday to her, to the princess, and all the love that goes on in the show, which obviously yes. Team Jasenor is just...
All the way.
It's
good that there's like not too much to talk about with them because they're good.
They're good. Yeah. And it was really funny. I mean, it was fun to just kind of see them, you know, have their romantic scene. And obviously they had to throw that in there and like really promote that because then we were thinking maybe they would get married, which has been our hopes and dreams. But it was fun to see them, you know, finally not have any drama whatsoever.
Yes.
And they really strayed away from that. I was really nervous. Maybe we'll go back to having that. Right. But it's been really nice to kind of have that really be a strong relationship for us.
Yes, finally. Like, what a difference from the first episode of season one, that these two are like, they're okay, and they're in love, and they're solid.
Totally. And it's really, what was really funny is Jasper's dad blessing the rings.
Oh my god, that was so funny.
Too funny, which also, how did he get away with that, knowing that obviously Robbie knows he's not, he's known as being the Count. So why would he be able to
and
bless
rings? And
he knows
who Jasper's father is, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yes, because Jasper's father put blackmailed him in order to make him a knight.
Yeah.
So how is he able to get away with blessing the rings?
Exactly. So Robert knows who he is. How did he not say, like, excuse me?
Why are you blessing my rings?
Right.
You're the Count?
Like, maybe I don't want to cause a scene. I'll take care of this later. But yeah, like, you really thought you were going to get away with that? Or maybe they, like, I don't know. It was weird.
Maybe
but
that
was
just,
great.
Like, a mist. Maybe they just, like, because it was kind of a comedic relief.
Yeah.
But, and how, obviously, he gets his gun. But
yeah.
Someone would have noticed if he pulled a gun out of that.
Right. Like,
book.
There aren't cameras everywhere.
There are, like, drones probably flying over, you know, the televised wedding of the century.
Yeah.
So, definitely funny on that. And, obviously, the whole reason of him needing to get his gun is because Robert hired his own personal security in order to cover this wedding because he didn't trust his own internal security.
Which makes me think, what else does he know? Like, he must know that it was Robert's father and his life is not in danger. But he knows that there's a coup against him, so he's like, let me hire my own so that, you know.
Right. But also, isn't that a red flag for everybody else?
Right.
You know?
I would be like, what does Robert know?
Right. What does he know if he's hiring extra outside security to stop the inside security from having weapons? That makes no sense. Your personal body detail is not allowed to have a gun? That makes no sense
at all. No sense. That didn't tip them off.
Yeah, like, what? And, I mean, I'm glad Dr. Hill.
James Hill.
Mr. Hill is on board now. And I was a little nervous for a second. But I get it. Because at the end of the day, he does have Sarah Alice he has to worry about.
Yeah.
And it is just a job. And he wants to make sure he's getting to and from safely.
Yeah.
And not, you know, stirring up any drama or nonsense.
But then we had to go through this whole fight with Robert's security. And then
nothing happened.
Yeah.
But that is so weird because now that they've said their vows, everything is out on the table. They're ready to pounce. Nothing happens. So now what do they do with all this plan?
Yes.
Who's going to shoot first? Like, what's going to happen?
Right. They're just going to It's so anticlimactic. They're just going to like, all right, so walk back down the aisle, go to the reception. Everyone has weapons on them for no reason. And
right. And like, we need to know why these people are back from the dead.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you're a Robbie fan, if you're on Team Robert, you're like, you want season five, but you think like the show could end now.
I guess they
must be so happy. Like, all right, Catherine's out of the picture. Who cares what happens to her? And Violet, well, it's nice that she's resurrected, but I don't need to know the answers or the details. And Robbie and Willow are going to live. Robbie got what he wanted, and they're going to live happily ever after. Oh. Right.
So I guess a huge question for you is, do you think Willow is on the bad side, or is she on a good side?
I think she's on her own side with her mother. I think it would be so great if they infiltrated the royal family for the sake of Domino.
It's so true, because it would just make so much sense.
Yeah.
And she's really talked about how her mother stepped aside
mm-hmm.
to find love, and this whole trying to get away from the royal family to then find out that she had ties
uh-huh.
exactly with the real dirt mm-hmm. that goes down. So it could be Willow taking over the kingdom. What if she just becomes queen?
I wouldn't mind. I love her.
I do love Willow.
And I love her and Eleanor together. They seem like they were like really, Eleanor was really looking out for her. They had a cute friendship.
Right. And let's just talk about the cat fight for a second, which was kind of funny because it was a little unnecessary. It didn't need to happen, but it was, there were a lot of comic relief moments this episode with the cat fight, which was mm-hmm. funny because obviously you have Len and Willow taming their mom saying, calm down. And then you had the moment of the Count being, and Jasper's dad being the one that blesses the rings. And then also we had them do the whole like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. That was funny.
So cute.
I loved it. But
yeah, the cat fight was, I loved the reference to Dynasty. But where was the grandmother? Like, she wasn't at her grandson's wedding?
Oh, yeah, Duchy.
Yeah, that was weird. And where were the cousins? Like, I mean, I can understand Cyrus's daughters. Like, maybe they weren't invited, I understand, but...
You would think they would
be invited.
I feel like they would have to, just for royal reasons.
I feel like that's another storyline, another character that got, like
washed away.
Yeah. I feel like I want you to them to have outlined from the beginning and know, and, like, don't forget storylines or decide not to continue with something because...
Right. Like, close it full circle.
We don't forget. Yeah. It's so unsatisfying.
So we're trying to figure it out and put the pieces together of those missing characters
and where they end up. I hope they really did have it planned from the beginning and we're going to get all the answers in the end.
I would hope so.
I would hope so.
I would really, really hope so. But
I had one question. Yeah. What did Jasper slip to Boone? Remember he got Boone. He came back. Then Boone was in the dress as, like, whatever, a person for the wedding, and then he slipped him something that looked like a bullet or a pen.
Oh, I think it was a bullet, because remember he had a bullet in his hands right before or after the fight with that security guard.
Okay.
And he was gonna get on a metal detector, and Mr. Hill was like, no, just let him go through, he obviously just got shot with a bullet, so don't put him through the metal detector. But it was the bullet.
Okay.
So I think that's a specific
Boone could put it in his gun.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think it was a specific bullet for Robbie.
Okay, all of that for nothing.
Yeah, which I'm thinking, which we can get into, we'll save that for predictions for hopefully a season five. But I have a question for you. Do you think that Simon is really dead at this point? Now that we know people can get brought back from the dead, do we think Simon is dead?
No, and I was hoping he was going to show up.
I 100% agree on that point.
I think he and Ted were like, make it look like you killed me so I can watch from some island somewhere and see what's going on and how my family handles this. And that'll be the determining factor of whether or not, you know, the monarchy lasts. And I don't think he's dead.
My only reason why I would think he is dead is the fact that obviously he's what's the security guard's? Ophelia's dad.
Ted Price.
Ted Price is dead.
Yeah, so, he's definitely dead.
Yeah. So that's not fair, because then I feel like Simon would have had to come back. So I feel like Ted Price really was the bad guy, but in different ways, maybe.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's the only reason why I would think that Simon is really actually dead, is because Ted Price is dead.
Yeah.
But there were like notes this episode where I thought easily Simon's coming back.
Oh my God, it would have been great.
It would have been so good. I love that they were able to bring him back for flashbacks though.
Yeah, he's such a good actor.
He is. He's so loving.
He has such a great way.
Yeah, like yeah. You can tell his heart like radiates from the outside yes. in, you know, and it makes you just want to love him.
Yeah.
He's very lovable. But yeah, I think that kind of wraps up this season, guys. Can you believe it?
No, I can't believe it. And there better be a season 5 because there are too many questions with this.
There's so many. I mean, you just heard us just jabber on about what possibly these theories could be, where these answers lie. I just have no idea.
Yeah.
So there has to be some. Please start hashtagging Renew the Royals season 5. Renew Royals. We need a season 5. But guess what? The royal wedding is upon us.
It is.
And Fern is going to hit us with a royal wedding countdown.
Yes. 4 days, 10 hours, and 3 minutes, and drama, drama, drama. So yesterday when I was drafting this is what I wrote. Meghan's father, Thomas Markle, who we know resides in Mexico, will walk Meghan down the aisle, but her mother, Daria Raglan from L.A., will actually be the one who rides with her in the... rides with her to St. George's Chapel, which sounds like a very nice compromise. But none of that is happening because several reports emerged today that Meghan's father will not only not be walking his daughter down the aisle, he will not be in attendance.
What?
How awful is that? After it was claimed that Thomas Markle was in a financial relationship with the press to stage photos of him getting fitted for a tuxedo. And I remember seeing these paparazzi photos. He was like getting fitted for his tux. He was using the internet at the local library looking up news about his daughter. The embarrassing revelation that these photos were staged and that he was paid for them might be too much for him to bear. So he's announced that he's not going to the wedding.
Wait, so he got paid to take photos of him getting a tux fitting?
Yes.
And so he's embarrassed?
Yeah, because he took money from the paparazzi to like act like he was just like, you know, going into the local tailor and his town.
Oh, he didn't even get fitted there.
I think it was all fake. And like he like went to the local library and was like Googling like Meghan Markle.
Oh my gosh. That's actually really sad.
I know, it's really sad.
But like, isn't Meghan gonna be like, I don't care if you got paid to do that.
Right.
So, come anyway.
Right. So then he also said that he had a heart attack last week. But the paparazzi have watched everything he has done.
Yeah.
And on the day that he claims he had this heart attack, the paparazzi, there are no photos. Like, people say, like, he didn't leave his house that day. There are no photos of him anywhere near a hospital, going to a hospital. And the Daily Mail said 2 days after this supposed heart attack, he was seen going to McDonald's and to KFC. So no one believes he really had this heart attack. If I were Meghan Markle, I would be like, take an aspirin and get on a plane this second, or I will never speak to you again. Like, I would nuts.
If my dad decided,
the wedding,
yeah, if my dad decided 4 days before the wedding that he wasn't coming, that's heartbreaking. I mean, I really hope he's okay.
Yes. Oh my God, if he really did have a heart attack, like, yeah, that's fine. I would be like, oh my God, like, if this is too much for you, don't worry about it. But come on,
it just
doesn't sound believable.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, so he's not going to be there, and we don't know who is going to be walking her down the aisle because she doesn't have, you know, no one else is invited to the wedding. It was just her parents, not her brother, not her sister, not...
Wait, what?
She has a brother and sister from Thomas's first marriage.
Oh.
And they don't have a good relationship, and they've sold stories to the press, and the brother wrote a horrible letter to Prince Harry, why you shouldn't marry my obnoxious sister. Yeah, horrible. So she really only has her mother. Thank God her mother's like this beautiful, wonderful woman. She's in her 60s. She's a social worker. She ran the LA Marathon recently. She's like this amazing woman. So at least she has her, but...
Yeah.
That's the only family member that'll be at her wedding. So who knows? She'll either be like Willow walking herself down the aisle, or they'll really break with tradition and have her mother walk her down the aisle. But isn't that sad?
That's really sad.
I feel
so bad.
I mean, like, if a few months ago, a month ago, if you decided Thomas Markle, like, I can't do, like, I, you know, it's too much stress for me.
Right.
I can't do this. The whole world watching, it would be like, all right, you know what?
Yeah.
Fine. You gave us a little bit of time. 4 days before the wedding, I feel so bad for her.
That's really sad. Like, that makes me feel really bad, too.
Yeah. So, the royals, they're just like us.
Yeah.
So we send our best wishes to Harry and Meghan and hope they have a beautiful day and beautiful lifetime together. And
four
live happily
days.
Ever after. I know. Can you believe it?
No, because I remember, I think there was like 100 days when we started,
yeah,
or
know,
something crazy,
know, right?
Which is insane. And here we are 10 weeks later, and wrapping up the it's Royals so crazy. Season 4.
It went fast. It went too fast.
Ugh, too fast. But I think we should announce some predictions should there be a Season 5.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Alrighty, Fern. Hit All us right. with your predictions.
I predict there will be a Season 5 because they're going to get so annoyed from seeing all of our tweets that they'll have to do it.
I hope so.
Because you can't end a show like this. It's so unsatisfying. And I think in Season 5, we will finally learn what Robert said to Willow. Please, we will finally learn. They'll get it annulled or whatever. we'll learn Willow and her mother's true intentions, which I hope that's what it was. And then they'll end with somehow Eleanor and Jasper getting married, but Eleanor also being the queen.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're going to find out that there was a mistake on the birth certificate and Eleanor is actually the older twin. And Liam, like, is so mature that he's like, take it.
You got it. I've got my baby and my beautiful wife.
And, like, I support you, Len. And she's going to be the queen and she's going to be happily married.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I think that this is going to – the way that I was going to predict this ending, maybe this is what happens, you know, Season 5, Episode 1. She says, I do. But maybe that was actually part of the plan and they're looking because, like, they're looking right into their – yeah, they're all worried, but it's because that's the moment. That's the trigger moment. So we're going to open up to a Season 5 of mayhem of, like, then, like, Liam and all of them are going to maybe go at it. I don't know. But, like, I see Season 5 opening up with chaos ensuing.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, we'll see this, I do. Or maybe it was, like, a dream sequence. Oh. Maybe she didn't actually say I do. And then, you know, that's when the truth will let out and we're going to see this all go down. But I think that definitely in Season 5, we're going to figure out what Robert's motive has been for the past, like, 2 seasons now that we've been trying to figure this out. And, you know, we're going to figure out all of the, like, full circle of what, like you said, what Willow's true intentions mm-hmm. were.
Oh, I would love it. I would love it if they, like, recreated the whole thing. It'd probably be expensive. Or if they filmed it already.
Right.
She says, I do, you're right. And then turns around and is like, but, or.
Yeah.
Although
now that I'm queen.
Yes, now that I'm queen, I can reveal all their indiscretions.
Right.
The duchy killed Domino.
Right.
This one killed his father.
Because she's going to have some sort of power.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know, because at the same time, I don't know if Willow, once she has that power, if her true intentions are to kind of, you know, break up this royal family.
Yeah, it's not in her nature.
Right. Like, would she really want to not only ruin the royal's reputation, but she'd ruin hers as well. And then there'd be no kingdom. There would be no power for any of these characters.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just want a Season 5 so we can figure it all out.
Please.
We are so thankful for you guys for listening every week, you know, tuning in, commenting on YouTube, sending us your thoughts on Twitter. We are so thankful for all that. And please make sure that you guys go to iTunes and rate and subscribe on the iTunes podcast and comment there and let us know what you would like us to do should we get a season 5 renewal, which would be so exciting. But again, I just wanted to give a shout out to all those fans out there that love the Royals as much as we do and join us every week, because it's been such a pleasure to be here.
It has been amazing. You're awesome. And all of you who tweet us, we love you. You're awesome. We love that we found our fellow royal fanatics. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You all know who you are. And I'm Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y, and my website, fernronay.com.
Yes, and again, we also want to give a huge shout out to James Lafferty and Genevieve Gaunt, who joined us this season. We are so very thankful. Yes. And we hope to see you guys for a Season 5. Again, hashtag Renew Royals, and we'll get that trending. I'm Allie Nasta. Find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl. See you later. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.